Well, it's good to be saved today. I say it's good to be saved. You know, it's good to be saved. Yes. I tell you, you know, God's good. He's good all the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you ever get tired of saying good, say He's worthy.
Amen.
He's worthy. Say God's worthy.
Amen.
You know, I was this past week, I was hanging around and the house, and an old dog came up to me. He was a mutt. And it got me thinking back, so I jotted a few things down. It caused me to think back to when I saw a stray dog, and I took him in. He was about 18 years ago. I can remember when I first saw that dog. I said, "Dog, you ugly." Because that was the ugliest dog I had ever seen. He had one white eye and one black eye. He was black and white and checking all over. He had one ear sticking straight up and one ear bent over. He was ugly. That dog was ugly. I tried dragging him to get him to leave my house because it made my house look ugly. I mean, the dog was ugly. I would see him going back and forth from trash can to trash can trying to find something to eat, but he would always end up back in my yard. One day, I guess God put it, and I felt sorry for him in me. I went and got a handful of dog food because the dog was skinny, had ants flying all over him. And I said, "Dog, if you want this food, you'll let me pet you." When I lowered my hand, the dog came to the food. The dog let me pet him. So from that time on, I liked the dog. I had to give the dog a name, so I called him Woofy. Called the dog Woofy. Rather than dog. I found out who the dog belonged to, and I went to them. I told them the dog was at my house. They said the dog is always gone, all the time, so they didn't want the dog anymore. Said you can have the dog, so ownership changed hands. Ownership changed hands. Wolfie stayed by my side. Everywhere I would go, he would go. In time, his coat looked healthy and the gnats went away. When we had our first child, he would stay right by the baby's side protecting her. But I said all this to say this. I was once like that dog, like a savior.
Right.
Going back and forth, looking for something. Trying everything this world and the devil had to offer. I was covered in a stench of sin. Just like when I reached down to feed the dog, Jesus had what I needed. All I had to do was come to Him.
Amen.
When He found me, I knew someone loved me. He washed me and made me white as snow.
Amen.
You know, I knew someone loved me when He found me.
Amen.
You know, He found me. You know, I like to say that. He found me. He loved me. I knew what love was when I found, when He found me and I come to Jesus. I knew what love was. Just like Wolfie stayed by my side, Jesus is by my side. He said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covenants. Be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen,
when I came to him, ownership changed hands that day.
Amen.
He gave me a name.
Yes.
Called me Christian. A child of the King.
Amen.
A son.
Yes.
I became part of the family of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's what I became. I became part of the family of God.
Yes.
I'm part of His family.
Amen.
But not, but not nobody else loves me, but Jesus Christ loves me.
Amen.
Jesus Christ loves me and made me a part of the family of God.
Amen.
We're going to be in Colossians 3, 1 through 2. Colossians 3, 1 through 2. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Amen.
Set your faces on things above, not on things on the earth.
Yes, sir. Amen.
My child is seeking, say it. Seek and say it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you, Lord. Lord, I come to you, Lord, humbly as I know how, Lord. Lord, I ask you to help, Lord. Lord, I need your help today, Lord. I need you to pour out revival, Lord, in this place, Lord. Let people get saved again, Lord. Lord, let a spirit of revival break out, Lord. Lord, I love you, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to save the sinner that's lost. And Lord, encourage the saints, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. A man should seek from above wisdom in Christ. He seek wisdom and Christ. And he should set his affections on the fondness of the Bible. He set his affections on the fondness of the Bible. So he wants to seek wisdom.
Amen.
That's God's knowledge or God's common sense. God's knowledge or God's common sense.
Amen.
Proverbs 1, 1 through 7, the proverb of the son of Solomon, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equality, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and then interpretation, the words of the wise and the dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions.
Right.
Fools despise this. This is what a fool does not like. He does not like the Word of God.
That's right.
A fool does not like to be told what the Word of God tells you.
That's right.
He won't listen. He don't want to listen. He wants to do it his way or bust. But see, the Word of God tells a fool how to live his life. James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, is to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy, without lying, without pretending. Are you a pretender? I want to ask you something. Are you a pretender this morning? The Word of God is not for hypocrisy, pretenders, liars. Says what? Colossians 4:5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming in time. Things that tell about your salvational experience. Tell about what God for you. You know, we don't hear too many people excited about what God did for them. You got to be excited. I say it's the best thing God ever done for me was save my soul from a devil's hell. I mean, that excited me. That put some excitement in me. Make me want to shout, spit, sing, cry all at the same time. And I can do it all at the same time. I've tried before. Jesus is good to me all the time.
Amen.
So Proverbs 2:6, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 3:13-19, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. See, I'm happy. I'm a happy man.
Yes, sir.
I found wisdom. I got saved. That's when I first found this wisdom.
That's right.
When I got saved. I'm a happy man. And the man that gets understanding for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. That's wisdom. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of plentiness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold of hope upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord is wisdom, hath founded the earth, by understanding hath established the heavens. It says, Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Proverbs 19, fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Amen.
You know, we don't preach about people needing to be holy these days.
Right.
No, we don't preach that. People, we don't hear that. We don't hear that from a pulpit that you got to live holy. Well, I'm telling you, you got to be holy. Because God is holy.
Amen.
God is holy. He wants holy people. He wants a separate people.
Amen.
Says Proverbs 10:13, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Proverbs 10:23, is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Proverbs 11:2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. That's the humble.
Amen.
The humble. The humble. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, but before honor is humility.
Amen.
Humility.
Yes,
seek Christ. Seek Christ. See Jesus. See, you see, Jesus is in the beginning of his ministry. But Jesus has been around throughout time. Back in Genesis, God said, let us make man after our own image.
Right.
Jesus has been around.
Amen.
It says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father,
Amen.
Full of grace and of truth.
Yes,
Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all Ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
He said, I'll give you rest. Give you rest from your burdens, from your trials, your troubles. All you got to do is come unto me. He said, I'll give you... I didn't say it wouldn't be bad for you, but he said, I'll give you rest. You want your rest? You come unto me.
Amen.
Come unto me.
Amen.
So what Jesus said. Jesus told Nicodemus, a religious man, you must be born again. Jesus said in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Jesus, in John 4:4, Jesus went through Samaria. Jesus said to go through Samaria for a woman who had five husbands. And the one she lived with now was not her husband. She was a harlot.
Right, right.
So we see, Jesus saved a religious man. He had time for the religious man that wanted to listen. And Jesus saved him. Jesus saved a woman who had five husbands and she was a harlot. So Jesus saves whosoever will.
Amen.
I'm glad it's whosoever will, let him come. I'm glad he's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
I'm glad the blood don't change colors. I'm glad there's power in the blood of Jesus. I'm glad it covers all of us from our head to our feet. I'm glad eternity is forever. And I'm glad you can know if you say. You can know. You can know if you're saved. John 5:13. John 5:13. It says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know to have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
That you may know. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty simple stuff.
Right.
You can know that you're saved. I mean, it's just right there. It's like a nose on your face.
Amen.
I mean, it's not hid from me. I mean, people say sometimes scriptures are hidden from you. No, this is not hidden.
That's right.
This is not hidden. You can know. You can know if he's saved.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You ain't got nothing but eternal life. That's all you got. You ain't got nothing but eternal life when you're saved. That's all you got. So get bitter. Psalms 151:6, it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuaries. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. And everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We're to praise Him. We are to praise Him. I mean, He says in John 6:10-11, says that Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, and the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down. And likewise to the fishes as much as they would. Now, Jesus broke the loaves. Gave thanks and broke the loaves. Distributed to his disciples the bread and the fishes. It was 12 fragments. And we was in a prison one time, and this man came up to me, and he said, "I believe everything the Bible has to say." I said, "Good." I said, "Good." He said, "But." I said, "Oh." He said, "But I don't believe about the 5,000 men that were fed." I said, "I don't either." I said, "I believe it was more than 5,000.
The book
said." I said, "I believe there was 5,000 men. I believe the 5,000 men were married and made 10,000. And I believe that when they was married, they had sons, made 15,000. And they had daughters, made 20,000. So we could be talking to as many as 20,000 here." He said, "Oh." Jesus said the blind man in John 9:6-7, "So when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He said to him, 'Go wash your pool of Siloam,'" which is by interpretation, sent. He said, "His way, therefore, and washed and came seeing." Went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. So you say, "Preacher, what do you believe?" "I believe Jesus spat on the ground. Rest in, pick the ground up, pick the dirt off the ground, make clay, and only the blind man's eyes. The blind man comes seeing." Jesus said in John 10:1-5, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheephole, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." Now we know the devil climbs up some other way, because we know the only way is through Jesus.
Amen.
He's the only way to get to heaven. We have to know him. We have to get saved. I mean, you must be saved to go to heaven.
Amen.
You're not going to get there any other way.
That's right.
And he said, "You must be saved to go to heaven." And he said, "The same as a thief and a robber, but he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep.
Amen.
To him that porteth openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow." I sort of tells you about cults. He said, if you get saved, you're not going to go to a cult. You're not going to stand there somebody that don't believe that you're saved, that they'll believe you're saved one time. You're not going to say it under them cults. You are going to get in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, independent,
Amen,
Baptist missionary-believing church.
Amen.
That's what I believe.
Amen.
That's what I believe. That's 1 Peter 3:10-12. "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, his lips from that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteousness, and the ears are open unto the prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Let me ask you this. You want the Lord's face against you? I mean, I don't see how people get through this life without the Lord. You know, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. It just don't make sense to me. It says, Hebrews 13:14-15, "For Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him, to his name. What's the fruit of your lips? Praise. Praise. Praise God. That's the fruit of our lips. We want to praise God. Not a cuss. You know, that's not the fruit of your lips for. That's not what your lips was created for. They're not they were not created to cuss.
Amen.
It's to praise.
That's right.
It's to praise. 1 Corinthians 1:21-23. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, and the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:27-31. For God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the things and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto that, according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now the third thing is set your affections on the Word of God. Set your affections on the Word of God. It says, after Genesis 15:1, says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceedingly great reward. He said, fear not, Abram.
Amen.
Abram feared God. He feared God. It was wisdom, because Abram feared God. Nobody had to tell Abram to fear. He feared something. That's what he feared. He feared God. And it says in Revelation 1:2, who bear record of the word of God and in the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. If you seek God and wisdom, he'll give you a fondness of the Bible and a testimony. If you seek God in wisdom, he'll give you a fondness and a testimony.
Amen.
Brother, he gave me a testimony.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'd like to explain that testimony, tell you about that testimony. I was far from God, didn't know God, didn't want the things of God around me. It was a New Year's Eve night of 87 and 88. I wrecked my car. I turned it end over end. Steering wheel was up here. The roof was down here. I lost my ability to walk, talk, and write. Still can't walk that good. I have to take my time when I come up and stand on steps. Still can't talk that good. I have to slow down, pronounce my words a little slower. I still can't write that yet. I have to get somebody else to sign me in so I can go into the prisons. Tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
They said I'd been killed if I'd been wearing my seatbelt. Threw me through the windshield. I spent 2 weeks in a semi-coma state. 6 months passed by before I went back to work. I had a hard head. Still found myself drinking alcohol. After all that, you think it's funny. I mean, some people will laugh at you. Maybe not y'all, but some people will laugh because you shake all the time. You know, if I took off running, I'd fall on my face. But it's not. It's not funny.
That's right. Amen.
But I know it's conquered.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I know who I have believed.
Amen.
He is able. I'm persuaded that he's able.
Amen.
I don't think I would have been saved if I hadn't been in that car wreck. Hey, I'm satisfied. Never been dissatisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with what he's done for me.
Amen.
I'm always satisfied.
Amen.
Think I have too much pride at the time, and God hates pride. God hates a proud look. But in February of 1992, Sugartown Baptist Church, walked into that church that night with a chip on my shoulder and got knocked off my mind. I went back and I sat down on the bench. I said, God, save me if you can. It was the deacon speaking that night. He started talking about hardness of heart. I know once a man hardens his heart to the gospel, he might not get another chance. He might be a walking dead man for the rest of his life. I didn't want that. I didn't want God to give up on me.
Amen.
So I walked to the front of the hall. I got up. And I think when I stood up the same man. I stood up the same man because God knows the heart.
Amen.
I walked out and walked down through the church. And they all gathered around me. And it was just formality. Because I was already saved.
Amen.
God knows what I was going to do. But I had to have enough faith to stand up and walk down to that and ask him. He knew what I was going to do when I asked him.